The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Around the world on RTE Radio 1.
Well, the possible visit of US President Donald Trump has featured in the news this week, but what stories have been garnering attention elsewhere? Siobhan O'Connell from Business Plus magazine joins me now. Siobhan, what have you spotted? The company Richer Sounds is in the news.
Yes, it's been a rich week, excuse the pun, for Julian Richer, the 60-year-old founder and 100% owner of Richer Sounds, hi-fi and television stores, and also drummer in his punk band, 10 Millennia. What he's doing is putting ownership of the business in an employee trust for his 522 staff. It's a big business. It's worth $160 million, according to the Sunday Times Rich List. He founded in 1978 at just 19. It now has $200 million in annual turnover. And under the terms of the deal announced this week, the company will pay Mr. Richer $9.2 million sterling for his shares, and then he will give back $3.5 million of that to his 522 staff, and they'll each receive a windfall in the form of about £1,000 for each year of service. Average length of service is 8 years. Mr. Richard says, "I felt it was the right thing to do." He also has 12 holiday properties, including in Paris and Barcelona for staff use, with about 70% of the workforce taking use of one at least once a year.
So basically, if you're a staff member, you can get to use one of his holiday properties.
Yeah.
Employers take note.
Yes, Mr. Richard once actually paid himself gold bullion to avoid paying national insurance, but he quickly realised, although this legal, it was not morally justifiable, and he stopped.
Oh, well, too cool for school. Amazon are in the news.
Yes, slightly different type of company with maybe a slightly different ethos, and Mr. Bezos. So Amazon is racing to deliver packages faster, and it's going to do this by turning to its employees at a proposition: quit your job and we'll help you start a business using delivering Amazon packages. Amazon will cover up to $10,000 in startup costs for the employees who are accepted into the program. The company says it will also pay them 3 months' worth of their salary. The offer is open to most part-time and full-time Amazon employees, and it's all part of a bid by Amazon to speed up its shipping time from 2 days to one time for its prime customers. Meanwhile, Amazon owner Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, a lot richer than Mr. Richer in the UK, and head of space company Blue Origin, announced this week his intention to participate in the race to the moon. It's the new toys for American billionaires. His plan is a high-tech lander designed to carry vehicles and equipment. The Bezos vision is that Earth ends up zoned residential and light industry. It'll be a beautiful place to live. It'll be a beautiful place to visit. But heavy industry, all the horrible polluting industry, all that horrible stuff, they will be done off Earth. But he realises actually this is not something that will happen in his lifetime.
He's got it all worked out. British Airways and afternoon tea.
Yes, British Airways has come under fire for offering a new afternoon tea that unfortunately doesn't come with any tea, if you can believe this.
Fish and chips. Fish and chip without the chips.
Yeah. The package is part of the airline's latest short-haul menu and costs £5 sterling. It features scone, jam and cream. But alas, passengers expecting a cuppa have been left disappointed. Tea must be ordered separately and that costs an extra £2.50.
Now, so how much is the scone with the cream?
£5.
So it's a £5 scone.
Basically.
Called afternoon tea.
Yes. You've cut right to the nub of the problem here, Richard. And the in-flight magazine description reads: an indulgent sultana scone even, served with traditional clotted cream and delicious strawberry preserve, paired with a hot cup of tea, pigs, everyday brew for an authentic cream experience.
And finally, Siobhan, somebody wants to develop a flying taxi.
Yes, a new flying taxi has been unveiled by German startup Lilium, which claims the vertical takeoff craft could be the basis for on-demand service within 6 years.
And it's, they've raised a load of money to
They've raised
this.
A load of money. They've raised more than 100 million euros since its founding in 2015. And they figure if everything goes according to plan, the fares will be around $70, £55 per head for a cross-city hop from, say, example, JFK Airport to Manhattan.
So the vertical takeoff in a taxi, it's usually the meter is the only thing that's doing a vertical takeoff. But there we go. Siobhan O'Connell from Business Plus, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Well,